Corporal Scott Diamond used to take part in military funerals almost every day. He was a member of the New Hampshire Honor Guard. Tomorrow, Diamond's Honor Guard will help bury him. He was killed on October 13th after his vehicle hit an explosive device in Afghanistan. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein sent us this story.
Command Sergeant Major Candy Fredette remembers one particular funeral service last winter.
We were complaining because some of us didn't have long johns on and it was too darn cold. Our feet were freezing and, you know, it's like, I wish the hearse would hurry up and get here.
Corporal Scott Diamond was standing there, shivering alongside Fredette. He was 38 then. Married with four kids, collecting a pension after nearly 20 years as a cop, he didn't need to be out there. But since high school, Diamond had always wanted to be a military man. And in just a few weeks' time, he was off to war.
He knew he was going to Afghanistan, and he was proud to be able to go over there and serve his country.
Grumbling about cold toes became a more serious conversation as Diamond and Fredette waited. Diamond imagined he was in the back of the hearse. He told Fredette, if I die, I want to be taken care of the way I take care of people.
You never think that when you're talking about stuff like that. You're just hoping it's not you. And then the hearse comes down, and then we just started the mission.
People who knew Corporal Diamond say he treasured his short stint on the honor guard. The demands of the job suited him. A stickler for detail, he liked to practice folding the flag into a blue triangle, working the corners to conceal any red fabric. He kept his uniform, a saucer hat, navy blue jacket, royal blue pants, in immaculate condition. But his mother, Marie Gennari, says that's not what he liked best.
He always did jobs that pertained to taking care of people, helping people. It made him feel good to do that.
But Gennari says sometimes the work got to him.
He told me he would get a flash of his brother, you know, going to his brother's funeral.
When Scott was 18, his 19-year-old brother, Luke, drowned in a swimming accident. Gennari says she encouraged Scott to stay positive and support the people who needed him in a moment of crisis. She feels he adopted that attitude on the honor guard. But now, with Scott gone, whatever she had built to hold back the pain of losing a child is broken.
The hurt is still there that I can't hold him and give him a hug and tell him I love him. And now I can't do this with my other son, Scott. You can't say goodbye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Honor Guard members are standing over a mock gravesite, complete with metal casket and fake grass mats. They're trying to nail the pacing that's needed to effortlessly fold the flag with six people.
That's one thing you don't want to do is hit the casket.
I
just point that out.
We're getting there, guys.
Take some practice.
Members of the Honor Guard know they can't ease the pain Diamond's family feels, but they can respect Scott's wish to be buried with full military honors, a 21-gun salute, a color guard, taps, the whole bit. That's why they've put so much time into practice. Sergeant Major Candy Fredette will present the flag to Diamond's wife on Saturday.
This flag is being presented on behalf of a grateful nation, an expression of appreciation for an honorable and faithful service rendered by your loved one. Those are going to be the hardest words I have to say on Saturday to his wife. And I know Scott's going to be up there watching us, and we're going to keep it all in, and we'll get through it.
Just the way Corporal Scott Diamond would have wanted it. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.